Entanglement refers to a prediction from quantum theory, which says that if any two particles interact, including photons, atoms, molecules, anything, that when they separate, they remain connected in some form. It's as though they become a single object that just happens to be in two places at once. Well, this allows you to do a number of very strange effects that look for all the world as a form of bilocation, in a sense. So what I think you may be referring to is that if you entangle photons or electrons, and you have one of the entangled electrons, say, go through a mask that spells out IBM, and now you look where the other, what's happening to the other electrons, they will also spell out IBM.
Even though that is what I'm talking about, and honest to God, I don't know what I'm talking about. It just seems that one is such a great mystery with some similarities to the other that they seem, excuse the expression, entangled.
Yeah. It'll make your brain hurt if you try to really understand this stuff in detail. And it's one of the curious things about quantum mechanics in general that most of the founders of quantum mechanics and Richard Feynman, the Nobel laureate, kept saying over and over again, here's what the mathematics says, this is what we can test in the lab, and entanglement is a very real thing, but if you try to understand it in common sense terms, you will fail. It doesn't make sense. It's not common sense. It's way beyond common sense. And yet the state of the art is advancing so quickly that it's being used already for secure communication, and people are well downstream in creating quantum computers using entanglement.
There's a good question. Would it actually be secure communication? If you found a practical way to use entanglement for communication, would it really be secure?
It would. It would be as secure as anything we know how to make. Because, quantum cryptography is based on this general notion that essentially there is no key. The only person that could hold the other side of the key, which would break the code, is the other entangled photon, say.
Now you're talking directly to the minds at NSA. And if they wouldn't pony up some money for this, then they're just not paying attention, Dean.
Well, the Global Consciousness Project is probably related to entanglement because I think it's an important element of this. But we have spoken to people in the government who are interested in the predictive capability. Mm. But so far, all of the funding has been from private individuals who are simply interested in the project.
So yes, but if you're talking about a form of communication that, for example, has no key, nor does it require a key, you're talking about something that would be beyond mildly interesting to organizations like the
right.
NSA and the NRO and all the rest of them.
But that level of research is getting an enormous amount of funding. That's getting government funding and industry funding. That's major and mainstream. What we're talking about is taking these ideas and pushing it a little bit to see what role does it play with consciousness, and that's when we start stepping on controversial ground.